side of life. Always look on the bright side of life. Bright side of life.
I was drawing and I read and I played with toys and I read as a game.
Who was you playing with in school then?
And I played with David.
Yeah, on the news today. Bombing off in London.
Where?
Not far from 10 Downing Street.
God, it's ridiculous. Sean, will you stop it?
I don't think
there's
anybody.
I want to catch Tracy, lovely.
Tracy's baby. How beautiful he is.
Oh, he's wonderful.
Oh,
that's a woman.
Look how annoying is this thing.
It's not that, is it?
It's feeding back from
But the thing is, she'd filming of cameras, you move forward to this, you know. In 20 or 30
years,
not only that, but in 20 or 30 years' time, probably we aren't going to afford it. You've got to.
I had massive big bruises all over me.
God willing, 20 years.
Well, when I went to the doctor, she said, what it is, it could be a blood disorder. That's why it bruised, and you don't know.
I went to the hospital.
All my friends.
Talking. You're recording us talking, eh?
Conversation.
Honestly. Oh, don't you? That's superb. Good job,
Steve. Speak up, eh? I can't hear you, love.
What was it called? The Baptist?
You don't in the middle of the day, or don't you see that? Is that, am I on here asking you for a friend? Crazy, don't pay on for the old man.
And you picked them up. I went in the tent after they didn't have them. I want one, I'm not being funny, but off a big man, because I want to come along with a bag and be right down there.
To be honest, I am more of a worse kid for years. I
was even
more
gone.
I know.
I love definitely.
What are you going to dress up as then?
No, I want it to wear.
Do you honestly?
They're fashionable now. It's the fashion,
But I mean, you buy one and it's so bloody
dear. Yeah, you go to like a man's shop and buy a waistcoat.
A suggestion is not to talk diplomatically to him, but I knew Graham Young used to wear waistcoats, look. And I wonder if Rosa or Johnny had kept one, like. It's only a suggestion.
Yeah,
I mean,
I would like to ask.
No, exactly, sweetheart. It's up to me. I'd say what I said to you with the...
I've been going into like the cancer shop, you know, the tenement shop in York's farming.
You won't get them. You won't phone with England, have you? It's not a fashion, really. I mean, when I was a youngster, three-piece suit. Obviously, used to come with the...
The job, like...
You don't get them today, you only get a two-piece today, see?
My father got some. You couldn't. I'll get him some.
Oh, quite possibly.
Uncle Trevor.
There's a good possibility there.
Uncle Trevor.
There's a good possibility.
I want to ask my Uncle Billy Mills, because I barely got one.
Oh, quite possibly. Exactly. It's family, of course.
I didn't think. Just come to my mind.
Still Uncle Trevor.
He'd be chuffed if you asked one off him, like Trevor, wouldn't he?
No, but the thing is with Trevor, if you don't, you might know somebody who will have one, see?
Yeah.
He's a really good old
settler. Yeah.
Oh, that looks pale for diamond blush, doesn't it?
It do a bit. It's too orangey.
Yeah, it does, doesn't it? Unless it's because it's been in the fridge. It's very cold.
Dave? No, it doesn't matter. I don't want the drinks. I got drinks left. It doesn't matter if I have a couple. Can I take some crisps home?
Oh, you can have any crisps.
Well, no, because your mother pays for them, doesn't she? I mean, it's her money.
Do your mother have to pay for a crisp stuff?
Yeah.
What's happening?
Your mother pays for a crisp stuff?
Yeah.
Well, my mother buys the crisps. That's my mother's money. Nothing to do with the club. Right back up, it's like a dirt track, no lights,
right? Things running across your feet, things flying at your head and you can't see. And I didn't take a torch. It said in the brochure, put a torch in your case. I couldn't buy one up there. I couldn't find a torch anyway. And so we used to walk up there with matches, like two matches. Then it's one day then, we had a terrible storm. And I was frightened the apartment was going to slip down the mountain because it was only like built on mud. Like this red clay mud stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought, oh my God, we're going to end up on the main road. Like, it was terrible. Never had order. And when we flew in, right? I mean, I'm not nervous on flying, right? I'm good. Well, I say I'm good. I don't like, once I'm up, I'm all right. I like the feeling of taking off, but the worst part that worries me is taking off. But,
oh, I love dangers here. Do I love anything?
Well, when we come into Skiathos, right, none of us realise this. The runway is so short, they cannot land take off with a full tank of fuel. They can't. Well, obviously they don't land with a full tank because they've flown all the way from Cardiff, like. But anyway, we landed, and at the time we hit the island, there was a whirlwind. So you come in, and he's landing now. Now the plane is going straight down, and you just drop and drop, and all of a sudden they went like that. The wing nearly hit the ground, the one side. You had to go back up and circle and come in again. Well, I'm shitting myself by this time now, because I mean, I hadn't had a bad flight up to this time. I'd only flown twice before. We'd had good flights, excellent flights, but this one was a bad one. So I said, it's like, I'm getting back on that plane to go home. He said, let it go. I was glad to come home. I went, I'll have to bring you the photos of that. I'll bring you the photos of the Skiathos next week. And careful, you know, right? And you look at them, you think Skiathos, should say, oh, that's lovely, it's beautiful, but it's not. It looks lovely, it's a very pretty island, but there's nothing there. The beaches, you'd have to go up, I couldn't believe this, you'd have to go up a mountain and then down the other side to the beach. And that was all of them. It seemed as if it was, well, it was weird, it was just all up on, everything was up on the mountains, like.
When you had to walk, like.
Yeah, and I screwed my chest, so by the time
and that was in Greece, was it, Lynn?
Well, it's Skiathos.
No, I didn't have an arse, did I? That's...
Well, that's...
That
so
was
that's
only $2.99.
Yeah.
From,
That was when you won, but
oh,
when you went shopping.
Oh, I had it from that cheap shop in Caerphilly, the shoe shop, you know.
Oh,
yeah,
I know, yeah, I know.
That's my
I thought it was ideal for, you know, bloody shopping up the road and then odds and ends and that, you know. No, I didn't have a bag last week, did I, love? That's
no,
why I said,
didn't
fetch all the bags you can get. Because remember I gave you that...
He had nicer ones than what he bought tonight, the one in store.
Yeah.
So whether he can't get them all.
Yeah.
He's already.
Perhaps he's trying to give us what he can't sell.
Yeah, but because I've seen... I asked him for a bag.
You know what I mean?
Where did we stall in the...
Blackwood Market.
I asked him for a bag.
Friday, that is.
And Tuesday and Saturday.
Did he do the stall himself?
No,
it's
another
guy. Him and his
guy.
Friend, but he said, don't go to his friend because he will charge you the proper price. He said, come to me. I've
that's
never seen him in Blackwood Market.
I have, I've seen him.
I
that's
have.
How I got
fair
to
comment,
though.
That's what he said, is go to him, like, you know.
I've never seen him, though, in Blackwood Market.
I have. That, well, that's how we came to, because memory said, I said to him in that night, still I didn't know you were on the market.
Perhaps you weren't looking there.
And I asked him about that.
Probably.
And then he brought it in for me, and you had one as well, didn't you?
Oh, well.
Those sweet ones.
No, I didn't have it. I haven't had any bags of them at all.
I thought you had.
Oh,
a
I did, sorry.
Yeah,
that's
did. Like,
sweet
I
one.
Did.
That was the first lot of bags that he fetched in, wasn't it?
But he didn't fetch them in.
No,
asked
we
him
asked
that
him.
One,
we asked him, and I said, oh, I know the same one.
But I asked him
one of
the pink one last week, but he didn't bring a black pink one in this week.
Like I said, I think uni fetches what he wants to try and sell. Because that other one that you said you liked for the beach, so I want first on that.
I like for the beach on Florida. Because I did a stupid thing. I bought a leather, like rucksack thing, and it melted. Honestly.
Leather?
In the sun.
Well, they weren't real leather, you know, like these cheap...
Oh, I know.
Not
like
cheap.
This.
Because these are leather, like the cheapy one. And I put... to go down the beach, I put the towels and the sun oil and bottles of water. You were in the water, I came back, it was just all crinkled up.
Was it?
Because I left it in the sun. I mean, it's bloody hot out there, isn't it?
Yeah, well, that's what I mean, in this country it wouldn't happen.
No.
But,
I mean, when we went to Kefalonia the first time, we had a heat wave while we were up there. People were coming in and they still, if you realised how hot it is, because you don't take any notice, you know it's hot, but you don't think, oh, I wonder how hot it is today. And it gone, when we went to look, it'd gone up off the scale, off the thing, like,
Well, I'm not going on holiday this year.
I haven't thought about it yet, anyway, to be honest with you.
I'm still waiting to hear from them. But it's early days yet, isn't it? So, but that's April.
Well, I went and booked my
I was thinking of giving it to my mother and father.
If I'm going on my own, if you want a holiday, you come with me, right? No problem.
All right, Tom.
I went and
booked my own. Well, I'll tell you, you say to me in the beginning, sex is out, sex will be out.
So we paid £200.
That's my comment. I can't say no more than that.
Well, we lose that now, so in a way.
Because that's where I'm going. I think I'll be off on my own.
Because I don't want to lose 20.
Somewhere,
yeah,
I don't know. I'm in my makeup. I don't
know. Can get that back because it wasn't
just
as well.
It's too late now. I should have done it within a
short time in the moment. See,
so
money
if
weekend,
I
every weekend,
cancel now, I'm going to lose my £200.
I'm off
next
week.
And I can't. You can't afford to do that. No.
And
I won't go.
They're calling us.
There's
no need
for
it.
Get me a nursing. Well, auxiliary
nursing.
But she works in with the council
6 weeks
people,
so. Probably those about 3 weeks.
And they want an auxiliary, there's only one job going. But she's pretty high up. So she said she'll see,
It's the same everywhere.
She wrote to the woman for me, so she's waiting to you. Bank
receivable, my brother. I went down there Monday, I told him exactly what's happening. He's only had
Sunday.
But
I don't know, I see what happens.
But what are you worrying about?
She said when you're
going
in,
I'll show
you
one
night. Whether you get those nights, it's a different thing.
The mortgage,
isn't
it? Obviously,
in
like,
so if they ask me, I would say, like, a job
would
be recommended Tuesday, Wednesday.
Happy New Year, don't worry about it.
Then I could still keep this going, this would be pin money then.
Yeah.
I mean, £130
for
2 months. And she said, well,
I
said it could
but it's
be.
It's only for him to say, don't,
you
I don't
worry
about it.
No.
I
can't
these
afford
people
to.
I don't like
to say my
answer. And I make sure that it's paid.
So I couldn't.
I like to think it is, which it is actually. I mean, I will cover it for the next couple of months. I
don't
want to
die.
As long as you don't continue.
People dying and
he told us about 6 weeks.
Things like that.
I mean, 3 years' time, I will. Everything will be finished.
Yeah.
God, it's
pretty
much irritating when I'm
going
to
die.
I'm
going
to
rip my neck.
I'm
going to
cream.
It looks like a necklace,
right? Well,
it's X-Men. Should I tell you, there's a funny thing. Paul Jones came in today, he had his shirt tied up today in work, and he rubbed it. Did you see his neck today?
No.
When he came in tonight, and I said, you've been in bed with Dracula or what?
It's so
sexy.
It is.
Because
it looks like
and it was.
When I used to get
I tell you, shall I tell you a true story? Right? I'll tell you a story. As nobody have ever seen another like that. That's
no,
one thing.
No, I never
gospel
either.
Truth. Gospel truth. I talked to them. I've had loads of women, and I told them, I don't want that. That's out, that is. Love bites it out.
Mm.
I mean that. That is one thing, I don't know why. I just put love bites out.
I don't like love bites, so I always think about cancer, I do, when you have love bites, because you're sucking the blood, right? And all you're drawing all the blood to the surface. It's not doing any good, though, is it, be honest?
I don't think it affects anything.
Yeah.
And
I would as well.
Well, I would. I wouldn't like it.
I would as well, because you know what you've been doing.
Yeah, I wouldn't like it.
I mean, they know you do it anyway. But
yeah, but I wouldn't like it.
So actually see them on your neck.
That's nonsense.
And I wouldn't do it to Russell, and Russell go on his mother's, because I'd die of embarrassment, I would.
You wouldn't, would you, Anna?
Yeah, I'd say I didn't do it. I'd say I didn't do it.
Tell me something. Do you think your mother and father would run to it now then?
Well, no, I don't say
that. I don't like to think of them doing
but
it.
But seriously,
do you think that they don't do it?
I think they do it once a month, perhaps.
They have to know they don't do it every night.
Cut the afternoons out. No, but, you know, but being honest, you've got to look at life, man.
Yeah, I know, but that's not the point, is it?
It doesn't matter, my sweetheart. I mean, with respect, what's your mum and dad know?
54, 55?
My mum's 55,
my dad's 62.
Is dad 62?
No, he's not. My dad's 61.
Is I didn't realise Peter was that age. Superb. I said 54, 55.
I think my mum's older than that as well. I think my mum's older. I don't know. Tom, I honestly don't know how old they are.
All right. All right.
I don't think of it.
Forget about it. But it doesn't matter, mate. You see, your sex life doesn't go. And it doesn't.
No, I know that, but I still wouldn't let my mother see my neck covered in love lights.
I mean, if I see my girls, do you know what I say to her? Christ, you had a tight shirt on last night. And that's what I say to her. But I do, man. For Christ's sake, man. I mean, I tell you straight, I talk to my girls.
Well, I do. I don't. It's not that I don't talk about it. But, I mean, I'm pretty open with my mother and father. But I still wouldn't like my mother to see big love bites all over my neck. I don't think it's... I don't think it looks nice anyway.
No, I don't.
It's not. It's just something I never in my time. I never wanted. And
I
said the girls, no love bites.
Gordon's on like the
time.
I think once he had one of me on his neck.
He went crazy.
And he went mad. He was trying to cover it up, and that, because I mean, over the club, he goes here on a Saturday afternoon. He gets a stick over there. You know the
boys. Of course I do, but I mean that's all right.
But not only that, he just don't like having them anyway.
There's nothing normal.
No, I know that, but I mean...
Did you conceive?
That's not my attention.
Tom, I'm going back years ago now.
I know that, Alan. That's all right, my sweetheart.
I did it to wrestle one night, mess around. He told the girls in work. I'd been away for the weekend. He had some jazz there. I did.
Where?
It's a good job, I know him. Because they were all taking the mick out of him, and he said, oh, she didn't do it. He said she was away for the weekend.
Somebody
else.
Hey,
no, Dad. He's
away. You sure? Mm.
Well,
can I get out, Tom? Yes, you're fine now. That door's locked, isn't it?
No, it's all good.
Oh, lovely, Tom.
Good night.
Good
night. Gotta use a bloody tape, sir. Oh, I couldn't use it up with the kids, you know.
Oh, you got him saying that. He's making, they don't know who he is.
They've probably all been saying goodnight, Tom.
And they don't know what Tom it is. It could be Tom, Dick, or bloody Harry. Couldn't it? Hayley, you're over quiet tonight now.
Oh, I know.
Is she?
Well,
Lynn, she's not
well,
a self,
I'm
she?
Not. And I tell you what, it is frightening me a bit.
Why? What's the matter?
She's got these pains in her back.
Turn
this off.
Leave it on, you dirty cow.
Oh, no, stop it.
Nobody knows who we are, man, for Christ's sake.
Well, you've only had them since you started taking those tablets.
I've never had these pains before.
Like that? And they're in your back?
But I think it must be due. Will you take? I got up when he went at work 7:30, and I haven't sat down. I haven't even sat down then to eat because I ate the plum. I haven't sat down since 7:30.
What you do is, because when I took them, I used to take them every day, and I was like that, right? And then what I used to do, on a Sunday, I wouldn't take one because I was thinking, right, I like my Sunday dinner, and I will never give up my Sunday dinner when I'm dieting, right? I'll always have my Sunday dinner.
Tell you what.
So on a Sunday, I used to say, right, I'm not going to take my tablets today because it's a waste of a tablet if you're going to eat like that. And on a Sunday, I used to be absolutely exhausted because you take them all the time, and they keep you going, and then when you stop taking them,
stop taking them all together
I went to him once and he gave me Apposite, right? They're yellow, like round tablets, they are like an aspirin, but they're yellow, right?
Yeah.
He gave me them, I took them for 3 days, right? I didn't come down for a fortnight, and Russell told me that. I was high as a kite. Even my heart was racing and I was frightened.
This is what I'm getting all the time.
Your heart's racing as well, is it?
And when I'm sleeping, right?
Your heart's going bum bum bum.
Yeah,
bum,
and that's
faster.
Palpitation for me, and only that, right? My eyes seem as if they're going like that.
Yeah.
Terrible.
Honestly, I wouldn't take a meal. stop
oh,
her.
You're not doing no good, love.
You're not doing no good.
Surely to God you can lose it some other way than bloody doing that to your body.
Come just give a clip of me on Tuesday.
It's not good. No, what I'll do is exercise. I enjoy it. I always used to run.
But honestly, this swimming club I go to once is really good. I mean, I lost weight only last year.
You've got thin legs. It's only you, eh? You've got to lose it.
She's exactly.
Yeah.
I'm like that. I'm all there, love. That's all fat. I haven't got fat legs, really. I mean, I put stockings on and a short skirt, and I got something long on, and from the back, Chris said, you look skinny. He says, when you turn around and you see that,
yeah.
It's
all...
So
you all got that, well, then
I'm
come
all
you.
Yeah,
that's all fat.
Yeah, but you haven't thought, mine is... And it's lazy fat, that's what it is. It's not that I'm not lazy on this.
Sit-ups you ought to do.
It's the exercise I should do.
Yeah,
but
all
I know
as
well, I've just been in the world doing everything. Like, I know I've been working now.
Yeah, but you're on cloud nine.
Yeah.
But when I took those apps out, I didn't come down, and that frightened me. I said to myself, I will never ever take speed. Because it's if, I was, we were in the pub right on a Sunday morning, and I was there, but I wasn't there. I was somewhere else. And people just say, what's
I've taken
that?
Speed as powder, right? And it had an effect on me like these ones.
It's got an iron in 30. Have a look on the bottle.
30 mils.
They're the strongest ones, see?
Yeah.
You can get 25.
Get 15 too, isn't it? Sometimes you can.
Yeah. You can get a red and a grey one. I think that's the 15. Then you can get a yellow and a grey one. That's the 25.
And the old yellow ones
and
the 30, yeah. Perhaps I'm going a bit too strong, see. Because I mean, for someone like me, I say now, like before I used to say to you, I wouldn't eat all day, right? But then, when I left you and went to work, I'd eat those pasties and crisps, and then perhaps I'd still hungry. Sometimes I'd go and have a Chinese all at the wrong time. That's what all that is,
isn't it?
And then lying on it.
And I lost my weight with slimming. I was losing £2 a week. I wasn't starving, I was still drinking. And it came off and I lost about, I think it was about 18 pounds. I was over a stone. I was still only down to sort of 11 stone. But if I get to like 10 stone or something, I'm not a small person. I mean, like, you're quite small frame, didn't you? So if you went up to 10 stone, you'd look huge.
Yeah.
But 10
I
stone
used to be 11 stone.
And I look quite slim because I'm not a small person.
I used to be 11 stone. When I was 18, 19, I was 11 stone, Hale. And that's honest to God.
You must have looked big
there. Oh, I was massive, man. I had a double chin.
I don't know.
My arms are massive.
Like I never
No, well, I wasn't.
That.
I moved to Thomas from Nelson, and that's when I was big.
And how did you lose all your weight there? You just lost
I went on an egg diet with the girls
egg
in work.
Day?
Yes.
Were
no, it wasn't just eggs. So it was like salads and there was steak. You could have one meal a day, right? But it was eggs for your breakfast, eggs for your dinner, your lunch. And then it was salads. They do bind.
You'd have to
but the thing is, you eat fruit in between, see, hey? So you're having,
yeah,
you know,
your roughage.
Yeah. As well.
When I went to get them,
I tell you what, I lost a stone and a half in 2 weeks.
I used to have.
I stick into that.
I'd get up in the morning, I'd have my 2 pieces of homemade bread toasted with a scraping of marmalade on, right, and my butter, because I like that. For my dinner then, I'd have a jacket potato with tuna. Then about 4 o'clock, I would have an apple and an orange, and maybe a Mars bar, because I was up my sinners there. And then before 8 o'clock, then I would make myself a big meal, I'd have a huge salad. I'd do tinned potatoes, because they were on this diet, tinned potatoes aren't fattening.
Didn't
they?
No, I don't like them.
I'd have tuna fish, I'd have ham, everything, because you can eat as much meat. You could sit down and eat cabbage, sweet, red beans, cauliflower, peas,
that's what I'm doing for him now.
In your calories. You can just eat that, it's all free food, you can eat as much as you like of that. Because if I was really hungry, I used to go upstairs, I'd get all the frozen veg out, I'd cook a bit of everything.
It's also banished cheese.
I'd slam a pork chop under the grill, and I'd just eat that. And I used to fill me up, and that's nothing then, I could eat as much as I liked. And bacon's not fat and grilled on this diet, you can eat as much bacon as you like, as long as you cut the fat off and grill it.
That's on this Slimming World diet, is it?
This marvellous, yeah, I lost weight on it.
What we'll have to do, Hayley, right, when she starts now, she'll have to tell us what she's eating every day.
Yeah.
And then we can do the same.
I got the
and
book,
we can always...
Well, I'll have a new book now when I go, right, and you can have my old book.
Thing is, it is healthier. I mean, this tablet, lad, now more I'm thinking about it, right?
Oh, Hayley's not doing any good at all.
I mean, it can't be. I don't have the desk.
Hayley, I tell him all. I have a word with my mother, because my mother's done it for years, always taking tablets. And I reckon this is half her problem now, because she's got to her old age. She's on the change. And these things have affected us throughout her life now. Because my mother has taken slimming tablets. I can remember a kid, being a kid, and my mother always used to take slimming tablets to lose weight. She's done it all right.
Stopped me in town, funny enough. a good couple of weeks ago, she said to me, have you heard? Because I was saying about, oh, you've seen something in the shop, it's so nice, I still ain't too fat for that. Have you seen, she must be, in fact, you know, really infatuated with it.
Hi, Claire.
No, she doesn't know. The girl's got your bottle each of kind of take them home or you can have one. Do you want something, a soft drink before you go?
My car's frozen.
Is it cold?
Never.
Freezer.
Is it?
You don't realise when
you're in
here.
No,
I
don't look good,
is it?
Mine's been cold all night and I'm cold now.
Oh, it's not even like that.
Oh, it'll be bloody, the wind will be frozen up tonight, isn't it?
It'll be frozen up.
I'll be beaten up. I'm alone.
He's in bed, isn't he?
You should make him sleep on your side and then when you come in, you should move.
I've never seen him like this, I've never seen him. He hasn't shaved for about 4 days. That's not like him, he shaves every other day.
Why?
He's just not well. He's just really not well with this flu. We've had it. When he went back to the doctor's today, she said it can take up to 6 to 8 weeks to get out of his system. He hasn't been back to work since Christmas. He've had nearly, well, this is he goes back on Monday and he's had a month off. Been off for a month.
Are you managing then, money-wise?
I'm not. Just shut
up. I
haven't got a television licence. Oh, he gets sick, but he don't get
should be wondering
money.
Why. Yeah, he'll get taxed back, won't he?
We haven't got a television licence. I'm just waiting for the man to knock my door and say, well, you should get fined a lot for that.
You've got your own telly.
Yeah.
Where'd you get it from?
Asda's years and years ago. Years ago, this was when it was car.
You've never had a visit?
No.
Oh, perhaps. When it was car for?
Yeah.
Perhaps.
Why,
what's
the thing then?
Well, no, I just wondered if you've had your own telly and you've just got it private, you know. I mean, they wouldn't have no records.
We've had it for years. Well, Russell bought it when he was at home in his mother's house. And then when we got married, we took it on Alan.
If you just bought it in the shop when you've had it years and it moved, you can't trace it.
They can do you without having your telly on now. They can still.
If you've got a telly in the house, you've got
to
have
a without having
a
telly on.
It's a lot of money, isn't it?
Well,
we were there the other night, right,
and you can
door,
stop them from coming in as well if you've got
it says, I haven't got to let them in unless they've got a warrant. So the first time they come, they wouldn't have a warrant, surely. So they're going to have to go away and get a warrant, and in that time, then I'd have to get a
license. You could answer the door and you say, well, I don't know, I'm the cleaner, they won't.
Yeah, well, that's it. But the other night, the girl next door, just her husband, does painting, and he just got himself a new van. I said, turn the turn off. I said, there's a van outside. I don't know what it is. And he
wants.
Is that still on? Oh, no.
Oh, fucking hell. Oh.
Oh, turn it off, Phil. I've had to get some.
Who turned it off?
I don't know. It just went click.
You bloody liar.
Didn't it, Liz?
You're swearing on it now.
You can swear on me. You can say, fucking hell.
Oh, no, Dad, that shows where you get in the seat where we're
My mother said Christmas Eve wasn't time enough. It was an ordinary night.
It's still not enough.
No, I know that. She said it's not enough. I mean, like I said, on a Friday we get 13.75 to 12 o'clock.
And that was
11. I know. So you get paid till 12 Christmas Eve, look. So it's 13.75 till 12 that we normally get paid on a Friday. Isn't it disgusting? They don't pay enough in the club, man.
They
only
pay,
do you know
Christmas
what, right?
Eve, they paid you normal time.
Yeah, normal time for Christmas Eve, right?
I don't work any time.
Boxing night was time and a half, and New Year's Eve was time and a half. Now I ask you,
think that's 50 quid last New Year's Eve.
Yeah, but you know why, don't you? Because they paid us extra because nobody else worked with us. It's only me and you, my mother. So remember the committee said, oh, we'll pay you extra? That's why.
Yeah, but there was more of you, so the more of you that works, they're not going to pay you, are they?
That's it. I said, so do you know what? I was the only.
Yeah, but how stupid can they be? Because, I mean, the less of you are, you can't serve as many. It's stupid, isn't it? I mean.
They're not taking as much.
They're not taking not as much, and people get pissed off, don't they? So they buy double usually, don't they? Well, I would. If I thought, oh,
that's yeah, but they get served in the end, see? By the end of the night, they get served, don't they? You know, who say, you know.
Yeah, but not only that, I mean, if they get paid double time everywhere else, why should we be any bloody different?
They don't get paid double time at the Jesus.
On a New Year's Eve?
She buys them presents.
Oh my god.
No, he's not on his house, is he?
Well, I don't know about the show, mate, but every Christmas I worked there, she never paid us double time for anything on Christmas. She always bought us a present.
And what was it, the present?
Well, one year, Russell had... Is it something good, like, or...
No,
well. He had aftershave, and I had...
Well, do you know what? I said, all the girls who work New Year's Eve, right? I told them on the night, oh, I said, we're getting about £40 for tonight now, innit? Because it's double time. And I was the only one who complained about it when I had my pay. Nobody else, because no, but I said, I had a shock. On the Sunday, and that's how I went round.
How much did
I went
straight
on. I had £30.25.
For New Year's Eve?
Yeah, for New Year's Eve. I started at 6:30 and I worked until 2:00 in the morning. And I got £30.25 for it.
You're talking 7.5 hours.
It's a full shift, isn't it? But not only that, I mean, it's New Year's Eve. Everybody else is bloody getting drunk and enjoying themselves, and you were stuck in the bloody bar.
Yeah, because no fucking...
Yeah, well, then next year, they'll have no one doing it.
I'm not doing it next year, I said that.
They won't have anybody doing it.
No, but my mother said she's going to sort it all out before Christmas comes, because she said otherwise they're not going to get the bar staff to work. Because I told her I'm not working.
And, it's not fair.
And I'm not working next year anyway, because I've done it for 2 years on the run, and I'm not doing it next year.
I've done it 5. It's the first time in 5 years I've had New Year's Eve off.
I did it before you was on the
and
top.
Your mother was looking at me as if, hey, and all this, liking it, you know, she was looking as if...
In a way, I think we had one too many New Year's Eve. Because
never.
Honestly, now...
I told her.
It was always one of
them
doing
that thing.
No, listen to this now, right? Last year, when we both worked, Hayley, what was it like? The committee were in there, they had all their special seats, they had their drinks ready, right? And they said, right, girls, you ready now to start? And all of a sudden, they unlocked them doors out there and they tried running in you.
Peter of us had panic attacks.
I had a panic attack. I told her I started shaking all over. And I thought, if I go from behind this bar now, I'll never go back behind it. So I carried on serving. I was already after about 10 minutes. But this year, it was much better because they'd let them all in because it was raining, wasn't it? So they couldn't even all stand outside.
Bloody stupid.
So when
anyway,
we walked in here, it was packed in there.
Even
and it was
if
full
they'd
of the bar.
Let them in, let them get their seats and said, look.
Well, that's
the
what they should do every year because
open.
You know what? It was much better this year.
They do it in the Labour Club, you can go in there.
Within 10, 15 right. minutes, you served everybody by that bar this year. Now, what was it like last year? All night long, we slogged, didn't we?
They let them stood out there in all that rain,
yeah.
Didn't they? I mean, in most clubs, I mean,
they, let you
they come
in,
they have the game of cards, don't they? Get their tables and that. They do fucking all the men come in. You've got all this down and I've just slagged them off.
Oh.
They might use this against us.
What are you on about? You? Who's going to use it against the club?
I'm paranoid now.
You dopey cow.
Well, she, I see next year, if they're not paying double time, she's going to get no one to it.
Well, last week she said she got
the
it sorted out.
The thing is, see, Betty, right? I mean, Olive by you, she don't know, does she? And Stan on the end. They haven't got a clue, see, have they, Bet?
You like vegan, Chris, you like
it's all vegan. No, I tell you why I took them, it's because they're the better making, they, KP.
I like the dragon, no, I do.
They're not bad, really. They no, but I mean, you do get a few damp ones now and again. Oh, don't they go off.
Have you tried to ask
and you know what?
Oh, yeah.
Chips.
They repeat on them.
Oh, I love them.
Oh, I love the chipsticks. I do. The salt and vinegar chipsticks. I love them.
Oh, and I do.
Mm.
Oh, strong as
I can have a bloody big bargain for me watching the telly and eat the old
just
bargains.
Mention.
Yeah,
I do that with those pro skips, is it?
Oh, I like them, but I prefer the crisps.
But I ate myself silly on them last night. I made myself feel sick, so I never eat them again now.
So as long as you don't skip.
And don't you feel guilty after you sit there
and
think
to
you?
What's that creamy crisp we don't like
again? Oh, you like them. I not fast on them. You know, those big chip potatoes with the ridges in them. Jackets.
Oh, I know.
Hands. He likes them.
Yeah. They're too hard for me.
Yeah, not me. Too much like hard work.
John, look what we've done with the house.
Well, have I got time for another drink, you know?
If she left, do you mind? I wouldn't mind when I either.
Alfred, do you want to stop by and say? I'll have to pay for my next one.
Now, go on, we'll listen to this tape. No, tomorrow, right? You take it to me.
I'll have one of these, Deb. You can pull
it. It's you!
You stupid cow bet.
What are you having?
I'll be Alkies to be in the bar here, side up.
It's only because I'm not going out tomorrow night, is it?
I know.
No, I've been out since boxing night.
Oh, Deb,
what are you doing then?
Yeah, can I pack those crisps?
Carry on, lad. They are crisps. Yeah, you can make me some. I don't know why. I don't want anything, but
I
don't know.
What I've been eating for the last week and one day is salad and
Well,
the thing is, I can't cook chips when if I'm doing it. It's not fair, is it?
No.
And he got away.
So if you diet, he got a diet.
Me and him would sit and eat from
I'm very lucky.
Half past six till we went to bed.
I'm very lucky. I don't cook. Russell does all the cooking.
Does he?
Say tonight, right? We went to ours and I said, right, to fancy. It's going to be nice. So I had gammon, pineapple, peas and chips. Well, I don't like cooking.
I enjoy
I don't wash
cooking.
It, mind.
I cook
I mean,
anything.
I go out and clean up the mess after him. He just cooks.
Oh, I do all that as well. Oh, I enjoy it, though. I know.
Do you want to go to bed, right? So you go to bed at 10, 11.
And then you
go
up.
Woke up at 2 and started and go out and cook.
Yeah, and then I go up. That's how bad. That's why I have to have those tablets.
What did you do? You put upstairs and cook.
Oh, I go away.
No, we go to bed
at
past 10, 11.
You wake up and...
You wake up, you have a talk,
and
you
can't make.
You talk about food.
So you go down.
And then you can only make food, yeah?
I go down,
no matter what time, yeah?
You got parties in bed with 2 plates.
I don't know. Well, what I do is I put it on the tray, right? What we do is, in the night, we're there now, right? And
do you want anything?
If you've stayed up late,
soft drink,
I'll put cheese, I'll do crackers, I'll do beetroot drinks. Then I'll do like, if I got bread rolls, I'll do them, put them, and we'll go upstairs, and we'll take drinks up with us. I'm going to eat that, and then the next morning we wake up in the bedroom stinking of pickles and things like that, you know? It's disgusting.
I went Friday, I left you about 10 to 1, I went in the house. And I went to bed and I was starving and going to the wine angry eye. So I went out straight downstairs, come back up with a bloody big tray, cups of teas, and then when I have to drink in down here. Pasties now, what I'd taken home, where I didn't sell you. Crisps, sandwiches. And after I did, I felt so guilty.
You couldn't go back to sleep then?
I couldn't go back to sleep, but I felt so guilty about what I'd eaten.
Like I say, last week, me and Russell never got up before. Oh, my mum and father came to the house, right, and it was 10:15. Me was still in bed, and my father put the milk, because my milkman used my milk by the gate, because with a dog, he always just leaves the gate open, so I just let the dog up in the morning, the dog would go out. So I said, don't put the milk by the door, leave it, just put it over the gate, because I like the gate left shut. So that's what he did. My father came in, put the milk at the door, knocked the door. Me and Russell was still in bed, fast asleep.
They knocked her up then?
No, she left to stay. We're making up about 10:15, go downstairs and make tea and toast, take the paper, I take Freeman's catalogue, put the wireless on, and he's looking through the paper, and I'm looking through Freeman's catalogue saying, oh, this looked nice in the summer. Like, yeah, I know. So me and him in bed. Turn over then go back to sleep for an hour. I was like, oh, we've got to get up now. The dog's whining to go up. Then we get up there and the dog starts whining to go up.
Sorry, I haven't bloody done that for years.
We've done it all. I said to myself, I'm really going to miss you when I go back to sleep. I've got my day. I have no one to snuggle in bed in the morning. He goes at 5:30. I won't know what to do.
God,
how long
easy,
have you been
off?
A month.
Oh, you just start getting fed up now.
I don't mind.
So you don't like really being on your own then, you don't?
Well, I should say that, but when he's
Yeah, but you're not used to being on all the time, you then. I mean, for a long period of time.
Yeah, I'm on my own. Like when he's
like
at
I
home,
am.
He goes.
Oh, Deb, I tell you what, you must be amazing.
You've been out of work since September the 6th.
Because you bicker, you
see. 4 months.
Yeah, I don't say we don't row. I don't say we don't argue and get on each other's nerves. We do. But when he goes back to work now for a couple of days, it'll take me 3 or 4 days to settle down into not happening there.
Yeah, that do me.
I mean, when he's night, straight on my own, I mean, I love it. I have a bath.
Oh, I don't like it when he's night.
I set the fire, I pick my nails, I do what I got. I can do what I want to do. Like, if I sit there pick my nails, he's saying, what's you doing tip that? What are you doing that for now? Dog don't like the smell of that. Like, and this is the way we are, you know? But I'm there on my own. I can pop to my head, do what I want to do. I've got stairs, I have a bath, you know, just do what I want. Drop my clothes when I want to drop them. Or anything. But, I mean, I do get used to being on my own. And then, like, I mean, I say he's there, like, the other morning he went on his mother's, and he didn't come back till 3 o'clock. So he's not there constantly all the time.
It's like open houses,
is it? Oh, I don't know whether it's... It's not that. It's next door, but not only that. I mean, friends, my friends.
Well, it's mostly next door, they were treating them like
that. What they do, they didn't have to. I couldn't stand that, see. I can't. And I like to shut my door. I mean, I don't mind people coming to visit me, but I couldn't stand people in and out my house all day. That would crack me up.
Well,
my sister moved from Overcombe last because of that.
I never knew it until I moved when I moved to Penrhyn. My mother said, do you want to make it up? She said, should they make it a business up there? She said, and when I first moved up there, I thought, what's happening here?
What's going on here,
There's kids in my
door. It's quiet though where I live though.
It's quiet where I live, but they know the... They know your business, even though you think they don't. They do, because they tell you.
I think it's like that wherever you live.
You know Marlene, who works in the paper shop, glasses? Yeah. She lives next door, but went to me.
Never.
My mother and father know when me and Miss Labad are around on a Saturday night. My mother knows before we know it, if you know what I mean then. My mother rang me on a Sunday morning and said, oh, you was around last night. I'd say, oh, do you know? Well, your father's in the paper shop this morning. I don't need you ask. One night, try to wrestle.